Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové, i veselý den Rusinil na Slovensku. Vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedeľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodine u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedeľa 12. júna 2022. Jak ja poviel, dneska na Slovensku je deň Rusiniu. Zo srdca bym chotil vinšovati všetkým Rusinám veselý deň Rusiniu. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday here on Russian FM, your Russian radio station. Every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. Archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, June 12th, 2022. As I just mentioned in Russian, today is Russian Day in Slovakia. I'd like to wish everyone in Slovakia a very happy Russian Day, and I'll tell you a little bit about Russian Day coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to start off today's broadcast by first going to Lemkovina with the song Katarina, and then a medley from Zakarpattia.
Katarina,
segment of this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpathia Russian Society. We need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com. Over the Memorial Day weekend, the National ACRY Bowling Tournament, Metropolitan Orestes Memorial Bowling Tournament, took place up in the Sharon Farrell area, Brookfield, Ohio area. And on Sunday, the 29th of May, Rusinske Betyare, our new name for our band. In the past, we had some other names like TKO for Tom Katrenich Orchestra, and we were thinking about Led Zeppelin, maybe Piazzi, which means drinkers, but we finally settled on Rusinske Betyare. We played a gig for the National ACRY Bowling Tournament, and what we're going to have for you next are some excerpts from that live event. Yes, after 2 years, finally got out and was playing a gig for everyone to hear. So we have Rusnak Charadash number 15, followed by Ivanku Ivanku, and the members of Rusinske Betyare for the 29th of May were myself, Dean Poloka on the clarinet, Jerry Jumba on accordion, Michael Liberator on bass, Bob Bartko on rhythm guitar, and Derek Cummins on the drums. We'll be right back. as mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, today is Rusyn Day in Slovakia, June 12th. And this day was picked by the Rusyn World Congress for Slovakia because in 1848, the first Slavic Congress took place in Prague, which was then part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And also, it was the day in 1933 that the statue of our national awakener, Alexander Duchnowicz, was unveiled in Prešov, originally unveiled in Prešov in Námestie Legionárov, which is right outside the Hotel Dukla, and the Divadlo Jonáša Záborského, was moved many years later to its own square on a few blocks away down under the bridge and over the Torisa River. What I'm going to tell you about today is the person who made that statue, Olena Mandić. Olena Sinali Mandić was born September 26, 1902, in the village of Giulești, which was then the Hungarian kingdom, today is in Romania. She is considered the first professional sculptor among the Rusyns of Czechoslovakia. After completing her gymnasium studies in Košice and Budapest, she went to Prague, where she studied briefly at the Advanced School of Art and Industry. Then, under the renowned Czech sculptor Jan Štursa at the Academy of Fine Arts. In 1926, she undertook a study tour of Munich, Paris, and Italy. That same year, she married Ivan Mandić and developed a great interest in his homeland of Podkarpatska Rus. While still a student, Mandić did portraits and statues of Rusyn cultural awakeners. And in 1926, her bust in white marble of Evgeny Fensik was installed in a public square in Uzhhorod. At the same time, she completed the statue Vivchar, the Shepherd, which was the first in a series of genre works from traditional Rusyn life that also included Lisorub, the woodcutter, and Karpato-Ruska Pisinya, a Carpatho-Rusyn song. She soon received several commissions that resulted in memorial busts of Adolf Dobryansky in Uzhhorod 1929 and Michalovce in 1928 and of Alexander Duchnowicz in Chust 1932 and Kolochava in 1930. The most impressive of these memorial works was a life-size statue of the founding president of Czechoslovakia, Tomáš G. Masaryk, completed in 1928. In 1930, she received a stipendium from the Czechoslovak Ministry of Education to study in France. Upon her return, she completed a series of portrait busts of several contemporary figures, including the first two governors of Podkarpatská Rus, Gregory Žatkovič and Antoni Beskid. The epitome of her career came with the statues of Alexander Mitrak in Mukachevo in 1931 and the one we just talked about of Alexander Duchnowicz in 1933. For that one, she prepared several variants, eventually settling on the one that showed the Rusyn National Awakener standing as a teacher alongside a young student. So happy Rusyn Day to all my friends and family in Slovakia. I know that there were a lot of parades, a lot of performances, and a lot of festivals going on. Happy Rusyn Day in Slovakia. Next, we go back to Rusynske Betiare. And again, this is from our event that we played for the Metropolitan Orestes Bowling Tournament Banquet hosted by the ACE Junior ACRY on Sunday, May 29th. This is Od Ungvara Draška Ide, and singing are Jerry Jumba, myself, Father Matthew Dutko, and there was another priest there, and I can't remember his name. So enjoy Od Ungvara Draška Ide. Thank you.
дівочко, дівочко, та так оби ся земля трясла, милі фраєрочко.
Та кум собі полюбив, що файно танцює, ще й ручками обнімає і в личко цілує.
Ой, іду я танцювати, беру дівку з краю, та б люди не казали, ож я обираю.
Загуди ми гудаченьку, та й одну струну, най собі з білявкою мало затанцюю.
Pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free. 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU. 1-800-722-4428. This year again, the Carpatha Russen Society will be awarding the Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship, a $1,000 scholarship to a Russen student or any student enrolled in a Carpatha Rusyn school, or who is a member of a Carpatha Rusyn family, organization, society, or club that advances the Carpatha Rusyn culture. To get more information on the Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship and how to apply, go to our webpage, c-rs.org, go to Donate, and it's the first selection, Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship. c-rs.org, Donate, Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship. The deadline has been extended to June 24th at midnight. For more information, again, go to our webpage, c-rs.org, Donate, Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship. You can also email Sharon at this address for more information. shangp@rcn.com. shangp@rcn.com. Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusyniu America, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Happy Rusyn Day to all of our friends and family in Slovakia. Veselý den Rusyniu na familiu I priateľam na Slovensku. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM, your Russin radio station, for another broadcast. If you'd like to listen to any of our archives, please go to our webpage, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to all of our archives from 2004 up until today. Be sure to listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night on your computer or your smartphone. Go to russin.fm. Russin.fm, or download the app from Google Play or the Apple Store. Don't forget to visit our webpage of our parent site, the Carpatho Russin Society, c-rs.org, where you can join the Carpatho Russin Society. You can order from our online and offline catalog. You can take part in the genealogical discussions going on, and much more. That is the Carpatho Russin Society webpage, c-rs.org. c-rs.org. We have one more song from Rusinska Betyare from our weekend, Memorial Day weekend event playing the Junior ACRY Bowling Tournament. We have Rahio Chantka, followed by a Roman number from our good friends, the Kondratjovci. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tyžden. S Bohom.
rozhlase Rusiniv Amerika.